This is Yoda. He's drowsy, a little disoriented, and let's face it, looks a little goofy.
His tongue sticks out like he's institutionalized.
But he's actually not high, something Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald is seeing more and more of.
We're definitely seeing, more than one a week.
Since January 1st, the clinic says dogs are getting into their owner's supply of pot, specifically edibles.
What we're seeing is dogs getting into the baked products.
The concern here is that edibles have a concentration of marijuana meant for controlled human consumption, and dogs weigh far less than humans and have no control.
So the butter gets a higher concentration of the THC, the active ingredient.
Dr. Fitzgerald recently contributed to a years-long study in Colorado that tracked marijuana exposure in dogs. It causes symptoms ranging from disorientation to seizures and temporary comas.
The one thing that we see in almost all of them is urinary incontinence when they eat a bunch of it.
And those symptoms don't last just hours. They last days.
Half-life for a dog, 72 hours, and maybe 96 hours before it gets out of their system.
There's no antidote for marijuana, but Dr. Fitzgerald says if you're worried about your pet's recent exposure, you have a limited amount of time to take action before it's too late.